The D-backs looking for their fourth straight win and ninth victory in 10 games facing the Brewers. Paul Goldschmidt ready for this one. Robbie Ray on the hill. He'd get some run support leading off the game. Gregor Blanco facing Zach Davies.
This one hit in the air in the left center and fairly deep. Warning track, and this one is gone. Gregor Blanco just hit a home run. His first of the year, and hit it out of here to the bullpen area in deep left center. The pitch, swinging and a drive to right. This is trouble. Way back, right center, and it is gone. Chris Owings has hit his sixth of the year.
He's at the belt again. Here he comes. Runner takes off, and a ground ball into right center. It's a base hit. Blanco shifting the defense. They're going to wave him. Here comes the throw to go into second base. Sliding in with a double is Peralta, and scoring all the way from first base on a hit and run is Gregor Blanco, and it's 3-0.
Franklin, the switch hitter, swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high outside fastball. Need hits. Struck him out swinging. Fastball at 95 from Robbie Ray. Here it is. Struck him out swinging. Right back to number one. He strikes out the side.
The D-backs blanked the Brewers 4-0. They've now won 4 in a row and 9 of their last 10. Robbie Ray, 7 scoreless frames, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 9. Brian Braun had to leave the game with left calf tightness. The Brewers have now dropped 4 straight games. The Brewers blanked by the Diamondbacks. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after the game.
It's a little bit of adversity. It's all right. That's part of the season. We're equipped to handle it. And we will. And we'll do a good job of it. But it's just part of it. It's not good news losing Ryan again, obviously. But like I said, we got probably a little lucky with Manny, so we're all right there. So we'll go on. It grabbed on him a little in the first inning, going after a fly ball, and we're just at the point. He's at the point where we're not getting. He's not able to go out there at enough. And be able to run full speed and go after balls in the outfield. And so we're gonna have to kind of start over with it. Pitched well. I mean, I thought, the two homers off the bat, but I thought the command of the fastball was as good as it's been all year tonight. And I thought he used his off speed really well tonight. I thought there was just some crispness to his pitches. Kind of took a step forward with that. So. I know the home runs, make them give up 3 runs, but I thought it looked pretty good tonight.
Ryan Braun had to leave the game with left calf tightness. He spoke afterwards.
I knew obviously when I came back I wasn't at 100%, but I was hoping it was good enough that, I was optimistic I'd be able to work through it. Obviously, as a competitor, you never want to miss any games, and with where we're at as a team, I think, I just hope that I'd be able to kind of work through it and be able to contribute to do what I could to help keep us winning games. And it actually felt better today than did either of the last couple games I played in. So just grabbed on me when I went to go catch the pop-up to end the second inning.
Up next, the series against the Diamondbacks continues on Friday with Junior Guerra on the hill.